Lithium in Arkansas. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. There are more and more electric cars on the road, and utilities are installing record amounts of battery storage to back up solar and wind power generation. Both of these things currently use lithium-ion batteries, so the need for them keeps growing. There's actually plenty of lithium in the world. Sources of more than 100 million tons have been identified, which is enough to meet the projected needs for decades. But lithium is not easy, cheap, or environmentally friendly to extract. It is either blasted out of rocks that are then roasted at 2,000 degree temperatures, or it is extracted from brine in places like the High Andes, where it leaves behind toxic residues. Ramping up lithium production could greatly diminish the environmental benefits derived from green technologies. A technique called direct lithium extraction, or DLE, may be a possible solution. The lithium is pulled out of brine while leaving other dissolved compounds behind. It is being tested in many places around the world and appears to offer the lowest negative impacts of available extraction technologies. The Salton Sea area in California has rich deposits of lithium and is a good candidate for DLE, but conditions may be even better in Arkansas, whose Smackover Formation is a brine-rich expanse of limestone. The area was a productive oil field 100 years ago and then undertook brine processing in the 1950s to extract bromine. So the land already has industrial infrastructure and no new land would need to be cleared. The former oil fields of Arkansas may become an important domestic source of lithium. For more information on this and other environmental news, visit earthwiseradio.org. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime at WAMCpodcasts.org.